Hello and welcome to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence Cruz and Jeff Weston is away today, but we have our special guest with us, Shailene Rose from a beautiful province in Canada. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss an exciting story of redemption and a call to full-time ministry.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Hey friends, this is episode number 153. And you know what's exciting about that number? I know you knew this. Did you know in the Bible, when Jesus said, hey, cast your net on the other side, his disciples did that. And when they brought in the number of fish, guess how many fish were there? There was 153. There you go. So this is our 153rd very fishy episode of New Every Day. Friends, we do have a special guest with us here today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shailene Rose. Welcome to the show, Shailene.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's so great to have Shailene here. I know a bit of her story, and we invited her to come and be on the show, and she was more than happy to do that. So let's dive right in and say, Shailene, what a cool name. Shay. And I know how it's spelled. It's C-H-A-Y, but we say Shay, and I know the story. Tell me even how you got your name. This is kind of funny, friends, but it's great.
Well, it was supposed to be spelled S-H-A-Y-L-E-N-E, but my dad spelt it on my birth certificate, and he spelled it C-H-A-Y-L-E-E-N, which is not what my mom had in plan. So for her not being there at the time to sign the birth certificate, because, you know,
yeah, she's recovering from
recovering
a fantastic...
My dad misspelt my name.
I thought that was comical, but, you know, I was thinking about that. He is French-Canadian, and I know people with last name like Charlevoix, and they spell it C-H-A-R, you know, carry on. I'm like, no, just a second. Shout out to the Acadian, the French, who are listening today and watching. I think he got it right. That's what I think. Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, Shailene Rose, this is good, folks. What is his name, Shailene?
His name is Pete. Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, friends. That's right. We have a superstar here. And you may not have known this, but this is a true story. My father's name, Tom Cruise. That's right. So you got Tom, the son of Tom Cruise, and the daughter of Pete Rose here on New Every Day Today. I'll tell you what, on this very fishy 153rd episode. Well, Shay, tell us a little bit before we get into your story and the call of God and what that means to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, so I understand your dad named you, and that's a bit of a story. Where were you born? Where did all this happen?
Oh, I was born and raised in Medicine Hat, Alberta, super south.
And super south super in south. The province of Alberta.
Yep.
In Canada,
good old Canada.
What do you know? How about that? So what's Medicine Hat like anyway?
It's like, they call it a retirement city. So
okay.
A lot of older generation, which is great. We got a lot of great people there. 60,000 about. We're known for having the world's tallest teepee. So that's exciting.
I did not know that. The world's tallest teepee. How about that? Now, why a teepee? Is that something from, like, history, or is there, a large population of First Nation people there?
Sort of. It's with, like, the whole naming of Medicine Hat, they say that there is a medicine man who dropped his hat in the river, so they named it Medicine Hat.
Okay.
So that goes with the Aboriginal, and they... Yeah, I'm not really sure the whole history behind the teepee. I just know it's there.
I know what that's like. It's kind of like you're born and raised there. It's like I never really thought about it. And I'm on the outside asking, and I totally get that. Okay, so you're born and raised in this town in southern Alberta, Medicine Hat. What's life like for you as a girl? Like, is it countryside? Is it filled with buildings? Or what's life like? Did you live on a farm? What was life like?
Oh, gosh. No farm.
No farm?
It's like... pretty city because there's about 60,000 people, but if you drive 10 minutes, you get a dirt road. So,
okay.
And there's a lot of farms surrounding the city, so it's
Okay, so there's a few, it is Alberta, a few pickup trucks out there?
Lots of pickup trucks.
Okay, all kinds of pickup trucks, I get it. And so how about you, like, was there lots of kids your age in school? Like, I know I grew up in a big city with over 2 million people, so we played a game of hide and seek, and there's like a small army. Like, what was it like for you? Were there tons of kids in your community when you were there?
Like, yes and no. There's a good amount. My graduating class was probably like 300, so it was like a medium-sized city, and we all grew up together from kindergarten to grade 12, so.
Oh, is that right? Right through, K to 12. Oh, see, that's different than my experience. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all the while walking back and forth in front of the world's largest teepee. That's pretty cool. Okay, Shay, so what you... Oh, I know, you told me that you were a little bit into sports, or maybe a lot into sports.
Yep.
Now, I wonder what you think this girl's best sport would be. Shay, tell us, what was your favorite sport?
Well, favorite sport was rugby.
Rugby.
So...
Wow.
Played that for about 4 or 5 years, so...
Okay, that's incredible. My brother played for 1 year and just about broke... his nose, his arm, and I mean, he came home bruised and bleeding, and that was only in one season. You made it for 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
It was good. No? I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So were you pretty good? I know, what do you think?
I mean, they didn't kick me off the team, so.
Okay, and so you don't get a touchdown, you get a try in that game, right? Did you ever, are you the gal that ever went and got the try once or twice?
I think I got one try in my entire time there.
Right.
I was always in the middle of.
Oh, I see, stopping everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. So rugby, okay, so you're just, how about school? Like, were you a straight A student? Was that all your thing?
Nope.
Okay, we should just move right along from that one. I kind of get it. No, okay. So you did school because it was fun and couldn't wait there to play rugby. Okay, how about church and God? Is God part of your life at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that right? Like from the time you were born?
So I was raised in like a Christian household. So my dad and mom were like Christians, my dad more so than my mom. And then when I was 4 years old, I was kind of like, oh, Jesus, cool. I'll check it out, figure out who he is, and accepted him at a young age. And then
you did. Now, how did that happen? Were you at home? Did your dad pray with you?
I think it was my mom.
Yeah.
So that was like the first stage. But then when I was 12 years old, that's when I really took it serious and like found out who God was and his character. So
you went to church because your mom and dad were Christians. Yeah. They are Christians.
Yeah.
Went to church. It's great. Okay, so from the age of 4 to 12, so an 8-year period, you're this good church girl. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you liked being there.
I loved it. It was good.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. But at age 12, something happened, you said.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So definitely just like figured out who God is and what he has planned for my life and that he didn't just make me on mistake kind of thing. So at the age of 12, I was in grade 7, went on a youth retreat, and actually my children's pastor was there at the time. And she talked to me and was just kind of helping me through it, and that was my first real, like, Holy Spirit experience and just kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, just totally the Lord flipping my life around to actually taking my life serious and my walk with him serious. So.
All this at the age of 12?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that age for me, too. Significant years. I was in grade 7. And big time in my life. It was an awesome time.
Yeah.
And so you went to a youth retreat then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had, interesting, this, your kids pastor, who I'm assuming you knew for all of these years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, the same person.
Yeah, I'm actually really close with her today too, so.
Okay, yeah, how cool is that? Hey, you kids workers out there and youth workers, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. For what you do, living proof that it makes a difference,
eh? Yeah,
these people are making a difference, and how thankful we are for you. So hang in there. And God knows the work that you're doing, and I'm sure there's many other people who know as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Shay, so you're 12, and you have an encounter with God that turns your life, like, right side up. So what was it like? Did you still go to church then? Did things change for you at all? Or, tell me about that. Did you just carry on?
it was really cool because, like, the leadership at my church kind of noticed this change in me, and they started getting me leadership opportunities.
Really?
So, yeah, so my high school experience was very much, like, spending time before youth, like, praying for the youth nights, and even at the ages, like, 14 and 15 and stuff, and just helping out before and after services.
This is all in Medicine Hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, wow. Now, again, I'm not, I don't know anything about it, but it sounds like you were part of a good local church.
Yeah, it was, I'm really blessed to be part of it.
So you accept Christ as your Savior, right, as a young girl, but then at 12, you understand, you have an encounter with God. Now the leadership in your church is putting you to work. Mm-hmm. You're doing that. And my goodness, life has just taken on a different shape.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Now, were you involved in singing, or what did you do? Plan events? What kind of work did you do in the church?
Well, I did a lot of children's.
Oh, so, you did?
Yeah.
Children's ministry.
Yeah, so I was helping out when I was 10 years old. I started helping out with, like, the younger kids. And then as I got older, they started moving me up, and I went into elementary. And then as I graduated high school, they put me in with the youth, so...
So you've been helping out with the youth group, too?
Yeah, yeah. So did a little bit of each.
Wow, this is fantastic. Well, okay. I'm very curious to know how it is that a girl in Medicine Hat in her local church gets to the place where now I know you're between your third and fourth year where?
I'm between third and fourth year at Vanguard Bible College in Edmonton, Alberta. So I've been living there for 3 years.
Okay.
It's been great. So.
Shout out to Vanguard College in Edmonton, Alberta.
Good
and,
place.
Shay is a student intern there. And that's why she's spending, how many weeks is it? Or is it four months, is it?
Yeah.
4 month internship.
Yeah.
As part of your degree program. Mm-hmm. Which degree are you getting?
Children and family ministry.
It sounds to me like this kids worker has really had a profound influence on your life.
Yeah, most definitely.
Shay, I am so thankful that you are here with us today. Friends, we've got more to talk with you about, but stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Well, welcome back to New Every Day on episode 153. We're here with our very special guest, Shailene Rose. For those of you who are just joining us today, we've had a chance to listen to Shailene's story from cradle right up until her age now, where we just learned that she is a student between her third and fourth year at Vanguard College in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Shailene, tell us about your story. What in the world ever got you to thinking that you wanted to go to a college and study the Bible? Like, that's a big step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't my first plan. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, now, that's an interesting statement. Tell me about that.
So my first plan was to go into psychology. That was my idea. Was not God's plan, which I found out real quick. I did a year actually at the college in Medicine Hat, and it didn't go too well. Schooling didn't go too great.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it was just, that year was a huge kind of blip in my journey. And yeah, God just kind of shook me a little bit and was like, what are you doing? And the same children's pastor that had helped me with my previous, like, going through and figuring out who God was, directed me to Bible college.
Okay, so, okay, I get it. You're away from home. Medicine Hat. Oh, sorry, was it Edmonton, did you just say?
Oh, no, I was in Medicine Hat for the college.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you stayed there. Okay.
Stayed home.
Okay.
Free and rent.
Yeah. Free rent. I heard that one. That's right. Okay, so you had a blip on the radar. And once again, this staggers me, this kids worker. Hey, what's her name? So we need to give some credit where credit is due here.
So Cindy DeRosa, she was my children's pastor. Actually, she's still the children's pastor at Hillcrest Church.
Wow.
Medicine Hat. So, yeah.
A shout out to you.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so you had this, so your first year, college isn't going good, and then she's in your life again.
Mm-hmm.
So what's she saying to you, or what are you saying to her, or like what's going on there?
Well, at this time, if I can give a little background.
Yeah.
Before all this happened, I went on a mission trip to India. I came back, and this was right after I graduated, so found out that my dad was diagnosed with cancer, which wasn't great.
Ooh.
So that sent me on a spiral, and I just kind of went to this random college, tried to like get my life together, and that didn't work out. And I was just kind of filling the void with a lot of things. And then I started helping out at the camp that my church is affiliated with.
Okay.
And so we were working side by side, and she was just kind of like, hey, you have this calling on your life. Basically called me out and said, why are you running? And then she was like, hey, remember that Bible college that we had training us, like training our workers and stuff? You should check it out.
Wow.
So that led one thing to another, and I ended up moving to Edmonton.
Is that so? Yeah. Basically, she suggested. So are you saying right away you kind of said this is a good idea, or did you take some time to think about it? Like, how did that work?
I basically just wanted a new start.
Yeah.
And I wanted, like, a better than where I was kind of thing. Mm. So when she suggested that, I looked into it. I went to their preview days. I, like, researched it and figured out that it was a good fit. So,
and so then the rest is history as far as you enrolling at Vanguard.
Yeah.
Shay, can we talk, I want kindly, respectfully, about this season. Now, you're in the church. You love the Lord. You have an encounter with God. You're serving in your local assembly. First year of college. I think we can nicely say, or I'm asking, but it seems like I'm hearing you say you went on a bit of a wilderness journey where maybe, yeah, your closeness with the Lord wasn't like it is today.
Yeah, most definitely. That was probably the hardest season because I had a lot of bitterness in my heart towards God, which was not good because of the whole situation with my dad's health. And that...
So,
yeah.
Oh, pardon me. No, tell me about that. Am I hearing you say, wait a second, God, this isn't right? Or what was happening? Tell me about your feelings.
It was a lot of anger.
And really?
I was mad at God because, like, my dad was... He still is, like, the rock of my family kind of thing. So coming back from a missions trip where it's all, like, seeing God do amazing things and then coming back to see your own family being just falling apart in an aspect... It was very hard for me. I was also 17 at the time.
Okay.
So processing it was really hard, and my parents had to move to Calgary, which is 3 hours away from Medicine Hat. So that's when I just kind of went to the wrong crowd, started hanging out with the wrong people. And instead of them telling me to turn towards God, I was turning towards other things of the world that I shouldn't have.
So to that try was, and do, what were you what were you looking for, do you think?
I was looking for something to fill the void because I pushed God away. And I didn't want his comfort. I didn't want, because I just thought, okay, God, you did this to my dad, was not what it was. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
But so you're angry at God.
Yeah.
Blaming him that your father has cancer.
Yeah.
You've just come off this high, if you will, of a mission trip. Where was that mission trip?
It was in India.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you saw God do incredible things in,
Yeah.
In you. Through you, through others.
Yeah, it was amazing. A lot of people who had come to God.
And you come home to the news that your father has cancer.
Yeah.
Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have none.
None. Okay, I knew the answer to that question. Okay, so the rock of your world, your dad, who you love dearly to this day, is dying in your world, or you're afraid that that's what's happening. And now somehow, as a 17-year-old, you're saying, God, pardon me, but where in the world are you and why are you doing this to me?
That was basically it. And then my dad on the other side was, he was so strong in his faith, and he was loving the Lord even more than he ever had.
Wow.
So it was a very, like, contrasting kind of experience.
Interesting. Yeah. So the man with cancer himself is pressing in more closely with the Lord.
Yeah.
And his daughter is confused by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if there's someone watching here today, and maybe you're that father. You know, maybe you're the one who has the sickness or the situation that's less than perfect. And somehow you've learned over the years that even when trials come, like the book of James tells us, they will come, and to consider them joy. You're actually able to do it. I bless you. Thanks. Hang in there. Yeah. Keep going. You're a blessing to all of us. And yet you may be watching. Maybe you're 17. Maybe you're 57. It doesn't matter the age. Maybe you're mad at God. In fact, I've met many people where something happened when they were 17 and now they are 57 and they're still mad at God all these years. And I don't want to hurt anybody, but they're carrying this pocket of hurt. Wow, they're carrying a pocket of hurt. If you're watching today, I'm so glad that you are. And we'd like to say to you, as Shay is saying, it's not God being mad at anybody.
No.
It's not God bringing these bad things on us. Oh, he knows everything. No. But it's not God who is doing that. And I believe your father understood that.
Yeah.
And he pressed in with the Lord, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and my mother both did, so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, did you say, what kind of cancer was it? Do you remember? I know you're younger. And it was
Multiple myeloma.
Okay.
So it was like a blood cancer. So it was like insane.
And so this is what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
It was five years ago. It's obviously something in the past that your family has overcome.
Yeah.
Because it's not something you talk about, I can see, regularly. Well, thank God. And I met your father.
Yeah.
Now, did he go through chemotherapy and lose hair and all that stuff?
Yeah, he was bald.
You know, like, say, hey, easy, because I think bald is okay. Just going to put it out there. But I met this man. He's got this, like, fantastic head of hair. And so he's obviously come through on the winning side.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing, because within a year, the year of his actual diagnosis date, he was given a remission.
Yeah.
Date as well.
Wow.
So
wow.
That was amazing. And to celebrate that, we took a fishing trip up north. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. And then I went off to Bible college.
Shay, like, I shouldn't have been surprised. We've had no trouble talking today, and time is running away.
Yeah.
We want to talk about the call of God. I understand. You've told me you feel that God has called you to serve him, and you are. Tell me about that. And there's someone watching today who may relate to your call. Can you just explain, how did you get to the point where you're this girl who has an encounter with God, you love him, and then you walk away, and then there's this girl who says, go to college. Was that you saying yes to the call? Was that the yes? Or just tell us about that in these few moments that we have left.
So the call didn't really happen until my first year of Bible college.
Wow.
My plan was to leave, just do a first year, get my certificate, and leave. But during that year, the Lord took my heart, and he did a work on it. And he showed me who I was, that my identity was in him and not of the world like I had thought it was. And the way he worked in me and the way he showed me his love was so evident and so perfect that I couldn't help but just want to share it with other people. And as I already knew that I was pretty good with kids, I kind of just went in that walk and just to see where his blessing was going and where the talents and gifts he had given me. I just followed that. And as I continued working with him and working on myself, I found myself in him and my identity in Christ and knowing that he is for me, not against me. And that was something so big for me that I realized as I grew in this that he had called me for a bigger purpose than just to look in at myself and be mopey and sad, but to show others his love and who he is. So that was a big part of my call.
Well, that's fantastic. Shay, thank you so much for joining us on New Every Day. Friends, The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that God does everything for good for those who love Him. We bless you today and be encouraged as you lean into God like Shay's father did, like you eventually did. You too will find the arms of a loving God who will lead you through to your victory. God bless you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.